Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
City leaders threatened a lawsuit when Missouri lawmakers passed legislation to put SLMPD in the hands of that five-member board. And today, they officially went through with it. Board of Aldermen President Megan Green is listed as a co-plaintiff along with the city. The lawsuit says a clause in the new state law forbidding city officials from interfering with the board violates Green's First Amendment rights. It also says provisions requiring the city to spend more of its police or more of its budget on police violates the state constitution.
Yeah, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. That was the Channel 4 report yesterday on this lawsuit that the city has filed against the state. And it sounds to me like Megan Green, the defund the police president of the Board of Aldermen, is mad that she will no longer be able to defund the police. That's what I take from it. But I wanted to bring in actual attorney in on all this, and that would be our friend Jane Duker, who's looked over this thing. And Jane, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing fine. You know, I'm watching this, and the first thing that popped into my mind as I read it, what Megan Green is alleging here, is that picture of her standing on the side of the road at a protest holding a defund the police sign.
Correct. I mean, she is an avowed defunder. Correct.
And
has never, she's unapologetic about it as well.
She is. And what she's saying here is that by the state forcing the city to give at least 25% of its budget to the police, that's somehow an unfunded mandate?
Yes. And so there is something in the state constitution called unfunded mandate that if the state forces a local government to do something that it isn't willing to fund, then they can't do it without funding it. And so, but here's the problem here. First of all, there was a constitutional amendment to the Hancock Amendment, and it passed twice in the last 2.5 years. And what it says is, notwithstanding the foregoing prohibition, before December 31st, 2026, the General Assembly may by law increase the minimum funding for a police force established by a state board of police commissioners to ensure that such police force has additional resources to serve its community. Yep. So the Constitution itself takes away her claim. And this was passed, I think, like 2.5 years ago. The Supreme Court had a problem with the fiscal note summary. And so it was put before voters again, and voters overwhelmingly passed it.
You know, the thing about it is there's no way that she doesn't have attorneys smart enough to know that. So knowing that, why would they go ahead and file the suit?
this was a political stunt. This was Tashara Jones and Megan Green doing one last punch to Kara Spencer.
Oh, boy.
So now is she going to have to do the responsible thing and not fund this? And it's interesting because Megan Green, suing in her official taxpayer capacity, she doesn't have authority to do that.
I was just
going to... an outside lawyer here.
Aren't the taxpayers having to foot this bill?
Good question. So she hired Chuck Hatfield out of Jefferson City. Don't know if this is being funded by the taxpayer. First of all, the city has no First Amendment rights. So, and this is the other goofy thing, is they did this in federal court. So somebody had to allege a federal claim in order to get this in federal court.
Oh.
And so that's how Megan gets in, and she says, oh, it violates my free speech rights. Now, let's be clear. Speech does not interfere with the police board. There is a provision in the board control law that says that those elected officials and, city officials that attempt to interfere with the police board, they could lose their seat. So she's saying, oh, it'll prevent me from using my speech. Well, speech does not interfere with the police board unless you're doing something illegal like protesting, like she did at Wash U, where she was told to leave and she broke the law.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean? Speech does not interfere with the police board. Words, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Remember that kindergarten phrase?
I do.
Yes. Right. So the First Amendment claim is specious. It's frivolous, but it was a way to try to get them into federal court. And so what's going to happen, if I had to guess, the federal court's going to say, sorry, this First Amendment claim, speech does not interfere with a police board. Illegal behavior and obstruction, which are actions, not words, can interfere with the police board. She wants to interfere with the police board. That's exactly what she wants to do. So, but speech doesn't do it. And so I think they'll throw it out and they'll say, hey, by the way, this is a state claim. Go back to state court.
Yeah.
And then this constitutional amendment is really bad for them.
It's and again, taxpayers are on the hook, probably from the city's point of view, but certainly from the state's point of view, because they're going to have to go defend this somewhere in federal court.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
That's exactly right.
There's no way around that. Jane Duker is our guest, and we're talking about this lawsuit to the city. So this all breaks last night, and today, what, at noon, the new mayor gets inaugurated. What are you expecting different, if anything, from a Kara Spencer administration?
Well, I mean, it's hard to tell, obviously. I think the voters were very clear that they wanted to get rid of Tashara Jones. And so I think, the new mayor, I think, needs to understand that she needs to govern for everyone. She did say on the campaign trail she wanted to hire 400 police, which is obviously a great idea. Let's hope she can get that done, because the more police she gets, the more presence we have. Hopefully downtown will not look like a, an abandoned hellscape. She did take down the fences. I thought that was a very good symbolic move, as one of her first acts is to get rid of the fence around City Hall. I hope she goes to the concrete bollards around City Garden soon so people don't think that this is a war zone. And I think that, and she did say election night, we all want a downtown we can be proud of. Well, we don't have a downtown right now that we are proud of. Mm-mm. And so I hope she will work very hard to get that done. I want her to succeed. Everyone wants her to succeed. So I'm hoping she will. I think the voters were very clear. They want basic services. We got to start there. All of these, so-called life-changing programs that only cost money the city doesn't have, that's not what people want. They want to be safe. They want their trash picked up. They want their streets plowed. They want their, they want their downtown to not look like a hellscape.
Yeah, it's true. Jane, I appreciate the explanation on the lawsuit. That's good info for us to have. Thank you for your time.
Yes. Have a great day, guys.
We'll talk to you very soon. Thank you.
You got it.
All right, take care. Jane Duker there joining us live to talk to us a little bit more about this. Just so you understand where they're coming from. It's hard to stand out and hold a sign saying you want to defund the police when you're the president of the Board of Aldermen. She's trying to avoid having to spend money on public safety, pretty obviously. Wow.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.